I'm Lisa Morgan, Saturday afternoon host and co-host of The Weekly Reader here on WYPR. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make live streams like this one difficult to maintain. Stand up for public media and help fortify WYPR's future. Find out more and donate at WYPR.org. And thanks.
Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio B with J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic. We're going to talk about a new show at Baltimore Center Stage called John Wilkes Booth, One Night Only. Of course, John Wilkes Booth, Judy, assassinated Abraham Lincoln in the theater. What did you think? Was it kind of creepy sitting in the theater watching a play about it?
Well, it certainly would be if you saw the play in Ford's Theater in Washington, where the assassination took place. It's much less so seeing it at Baltimore Center Stage, though this theater is just a short distance from where John Wilkes Booth is buried in an unmarked grave in his family's plot, I believe. I should say this play is a world premiere. It's written by Matthew Weiner. His credits include being executive producer of TV's Mad Men and The Sopranos. Weiner uses a theatrical performance as a framework for the play. John Wilkes Booth is giving this performance to explain his actions, but he's doing it under the delusion that he's a hero, the savior, the founding father, as he puts it, of the Confederate States of America, which has seceded. But of course, we know this never happened. So we are seeing the fever dream of a deeply racist, misguided man. At least I believe this is a fever dream, a hallucination. Weiner seems deliberately vague about this. It's one of several elements that I actually found a little more confusing than illuminating. For the most part, Booth seems rational, a man trying to explain, and though he says otherwise, also trying to ennoble himself. I have a clip from his opening speech. This is Ben Owlers as John Wilkes Booth. Let's listen.
I have penned this play to serve as a clarification, though lyrical, of the circumstances by which I came into this world and how it is that I did achieve my most famous act. I am here to answer the question the newspapers had at that time, which were, how could a 26-year-old, undistinguished, failed actor, a nobody, put a bullet in the greatest brain of his generation, and why?
That's Ben Owlers. He plays the title role in John Wilkes Booth, One Night Only. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. Linnell and I saw it. We like this play a lot, and we thought he was very good. How do you think Booth was portrayed by Mr. Owlers? Was it a sympathetic performance in your estimation?
No, definitely not sympathetic. But Owlers doesn't play him as a madman either. The play actually starts with him playing the piano really well. Then he walks away from the piano, and it keeps playing because it turns out to be a player piano, which is a joke. And it's funny. It's a fairly rare joke in this play. Owlers has a very difficult role. He has to be unsympathetic and egotistical, but also somewhat charming. Plus, John Wilkes Booth was not a great actor, as he himself alludes. He was always in the shadow of his acclaimed actor father, Junius Brutus Booth, and his brother, Edwin Booth, an even greater actor. It might seem easy for an actor to portray a not-so-good actor, but it's much tougher than it sounds. Owlers is probably best known for his role as a footman in HBO's The Gilded Age. That's a fairly gentle character. It's quite a long ways from John Wilkes Booth. And Owlers doesn't always hit the role's difficult marks. Even though his father and his brother were superior actors, the John Wilkes Booth character needs to hold our focus, and that's not always the case here.
So the title is John Wilkes Booth, One Night Only. It's not One Night Only. That's in the title.
That's right.
Makes it sound like it's a one-man show, but it's not, right? There are a bunch of other folks in it. Tell us about some of them.
Yeah, the title is misleading, and I went to a panel discussion over the weekend that Matthew Weiner was on at Center Stage during Artscape, and he acknowledged that the subtitle might change, which is probably a good idea. But yes, there is a full cast, as you saw. There are five other actors. They're all important people in John Wilkes' story. in his background. Some of them are family members. Some of them are co-conspirators in what was originally a plot to kidnap Lincoln. And we even see John Wilkes as a boy. John Wilkes is remembering these people, and they come alive not just in his feverish mind, but right in front of us. The other five actors play multiple roles. Productions directed by Baltimore Center Stage's artistic director, Stevie Walker Webb. In some cases, more of a distinction needs to be made between the various characters played by a single actor. For example, one actress, Jordan Boatman, not only plays John Wilkes' mother, but also his older sister, Asia, and the male character of a conspirator. She's a skilled actress, but at times I was confused about whether I was seeing the mother or seeing the sister. For me, one of the more interesting supporting characters is a young man John Wilkes hires to serve as his prompter. He's played by Ked Merwin. He plays him with kind of a mixture of, I would call it, appropriate awkwardness and fear of his employer, fear of John Wilkes Booth. Near the beginning, he's another source of the play's humor. Later, an exhausted John Wilkes asks the prompter to briefly fill in for him and to perform the way John Wilkes Booth would. Merwin adds a really large dose of theatricality to this uneasiness he feels, and he rises to the task.
You mentioned Edwin Booth earlier, the brother. He's probably the most famous member of the family besides John Wilkes. How is he portrayed? What do you think?
Yes, his fame got overshadowed by his brother's notoriety, no question. I found him very impressively portrayed by Robbie Tan, who also, by the way, plays Edwin and John Wilkes's father, which again can be a bit confusing. But the scenes between Edwin and John Wilkes are some of the play's most compelling. At one point, the brothers even get into a sword fight. I have a clip from that scene. Let's listen.
How brave you are in costume. You have never drank poison that was not juice. And as you consider to be or not to be, take note that I am.
I must admit, dear brother, I assume you'd enlist after all your saber rattling, but you did not.
Your mother forbade me. She said she'd lost too many sons already.
She said nothing to me.
That's because you did not care, and I'm glad of it. I know whose cause you'd have borne.
Oh, hypocrite. How brave you were to go to war in tights and rouge.
To stay in the theater was I of more use. Moving freely from north to south, my sympathies hidden. It was better than the best soldier in the end.
What soldier would only take up a weapon to shoot an unarmed man in the back of his head? Only a coward.
That's Ben Ehlers and John as John Wilkes Booth and Robbie Tan as his brother Edwin in Baltimore Center Stage's production of John Wilkes Booth, One Night Only. So, Judy, you said the play, the action is set in a theater. How does that work? Does it succeed?
Well, the set is designed by Beowulf Borwit, and he's created a stage within a stage. It has a period-appropriate, very ornate red velvet curtain. There's a significant change in the set near the end of the play, and I'm not going to give that away, except to say that it's one of the main reasons I came away strongly feeling that the play takes place in John Wilkes Booth's head, that it is a hallucination or a fever dream.
The play has been extended, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been extended 1 week. The announcement of that came the day of opening night. This play has many intriguing elements, I think you'll agree. The meta-theatricality is one of them. But remember, this is a premiere, and the script could use a little massaging. For instance, the Booths are portrayed as a highly dysfunctional family, and that comes across as a major reason John Wilkes turned out the way he did. This seems a little too modern and too pat an explanation. As the character of Edwin Booth says to his brother, "You were not the only one, but you were the only one who did what you've done." So sadly, I also have to say, given the rise of hatred and racism in this country, this seems like a fitting time to tell John Wilkes Booth's story. The play is well on its way, but it still has a ways to go.
All right, John Wilkes Booth, One Night Only. It's at Center Stage until June 22nd. Next week, Judy and I will talk about Gospel with Audacity at Arena Players. That's it for us today. Thanks for being with us. Next step on Fresh Air, the comedian Sarah Silverman. So stick around. Have a great day.